Welcome to Studio Within Podcast. I'm Sarah. I'm the founder of WithSara Wellbeing Platform and a professional model. After a decade-long career working with incredible designers and clients in the fashion world's capitals, I turned into a passionate positive psychology practitioner. My experience has made it clear that happiness does not come from fame, money, and thousands of followers on Instagram. It comes from within. In this podcast, we will talk about what it means to be authentic. We'll share success moments and setback stories. We'll also discover how positive psychology tools can help you thrive. I'll share some practical steps so that you can put the science of well-being into action in your life. Sometimes it's just me chatting with you like this, and at times I'll bring in guests who really inspire me, both from the worlds of high fashion and positive psychology. I hope that my show will leave you energized and inspired to own your own story, create the life you want to live, and have some fun while creating it. Let's get thriving, shall we? Happy birthday, Studio Within Podcast. Welcome to Studio Within 1 year birthday celebration episode. I'm so excited for this moment. Honestly, it feels so exciting, and I think I'm even more excited because I know what is waiting for you with this episode. So I wanted to do something different, something fun for this special milestone episode. I decided that perhaps it was time for me to be on the hot seat as a guest for my own show. So I played around with this idea for 2 days. Yeah, not longer than that, 2 days. And then this name popped into my mind and I knew, okay, if I can get this person into the show as a guest host, I will do this episode. So I messaged Dan Lim. So who is Dan? I met Dan before COVID in an event where he was giving a presentation about him and his team's recent trip to Finland, my home country. And not only was his love for Finland so pure and honest, but his energy was so magnetic and fun. So I knew that after he had finished his presentation, I said, okay, I'm going to go and talk to this guy. Like, this was so powerful and fun and such an experience to see him present this little piece about Finland. And we instantly clicked. And ever since, we have kept in touch. He has been coaching me. We've had conversations, and I've been following very closely what he has been doing also in his business. So Dan gave me free hands to introduce him. Here's what I will say about Dan. Dan is a true entrepreneur with a big, badass heart. He's running a closed membership group for creative entrepreneurs. He also has a brand photography and creative consulting studio for small businesses with a big vision. And he's hosting a super successful Lito podcast with his co-host Rebecca Toh. I will add all of these links to the show notes for you so that you can dive deeper into his work as well. He's doing beautiful things, so many things, and he's such a powerhouse to me. Dan's energy is just magnetic, magical, and so much fun. He's authentic, and we are so aligned with the values. I mean, it's like I'm talking to someone who I've known forever. And that feels very meaningful to me when I can connect with people like that. So I could have not thought of any better person to interview me and celebrate this special anniversary of Studio Within. I'm so grateful for Dan that he said yes. And indeed, I think if I think about this episode and what you're about to hear, there's only one way to describe this, and it's fun. We have so much fun while doing this episode. You will hear it many times. We crack out laughing, and it just, it's just fun. And Dan made me really think of some juicy questions. He brought in really cool ways to get me really open up. And he made me also answer my own rapid fire round questions, which is kind of funny. Here's the thing about this episode. I was meant to share this as a bonus episode. But after we finished recording, I was like, no, this has to be the main episode. So you hear us referring to a bonus episode during the recording, but this is no longer a bonus episode. This is the episode because it's just everything that I wish that you gain from Studio Within and by the conversations and yeah, the energy levels. Fun, entertaining, but meaningful conversations. This is what Studio Within is all about. And this is what this episode is all about. So cheers for Studio Within podcast. Oh, my baby podcast is 1 year old. I hope you will enjoy this fun and meaningful episode. And I also bet that it will inspire you to celebrate your own mini breakthroughs and milestones in your life. Let's dive in and have some fun together.
Let's do it. First off, Sarah, congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're waving your shiny pom-pom and I'm waving my big, shiny, yes, blinking heart at you. Woo!
Oh, thank you. All the heart. I'm feeling all the heart.
Yes. Oh, first off, I want to say thank you for inviting me to be in this bonus episode. I'm so thrilled.
Thank you for coming, honestly, Dan. And I still, I mean, it's so funny when I see your face and I always, when I feel your energy, I go back to the time when we met. I thought it was so somehow beautiful.
It is. It was a very beautiful encounter for me because this was actually way before COVID, remember? It was when we were in a totally different era, a different world before COVID. And then we were going to launch this business to bring people to Finland. Yes. And can you imagine after we launched the business, COVID struck.
I'm like, I know.
What the heck? You know, this is life, right? Yeah. But at the party at Makata's, I bumped into you. And you were towering, you were so tall, you were so gorgeous. And then you were so, I did a little presentation and then I saw you and you, everyone was so welcoming and everyone, because I was just professing my love about Finland, you know, and everyone was so encouraging. Everyone was listening with their bright smiles. And then we had a conversation and then I got to know what you were doing. You know, you're like a supermodel. And then I realized, hey, wait a minute. This supermodel has got a very kindred heart, a very open heart. And that's just a vibe about you that was so endearing. And I felt so safe with you. And I felt like you had the time to listen to me, to hold space for a conversation, even though it was the first time we met. So it was a beautiful encounter. And actually, that was the only time we met in person.
That is so, I mean, first of all, thank you. I'm getting almost a bit touched to hear what you said. So thank you for the words. I'm really feeling them. And for me, I felt the same, you know, I was seeing this guy presenting in such an amazing, energetic way and sharing his love for Finland, my home country. I was like, okay, this guy's my soulmate. I've got to talk to him. I've got to talk to him right now. You know, so I think for me, yeah, that was a magical moment. And you held the space for me too. So it was such a beautiful encounter. And here we are. So,
and here we are, right? And then I think subsequently we did like a kind of a coaching call together.
Yes.
And that was before you started the podcast.
That's correct. You helped me. You were mentoring, coaching me. It was such a valuable session. Gosh, maybe we'll talk about that too. It was beautiful.
And what I love about some of my coaches, like the clients I work with, there are people who take massive action. And you are one of those who take massive action. You know, you started your business, you started your online course, you started the podcast, Studio Within. And it's like, here we are at this juncture. It's first anniversary. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Studio Within.
and I wanted to say that just before I hopped on, this is giving me goosebumps, because I saw your Instagram story and you were saying you were like beaming and you were oozing joy and you were saying, you know, the reason why you're so joyful is because something exciting is happening this week, right? And it's because it's a very special week. You are consciously, intentionally going to celebrate the first anniversary of the podcast. And that gave me goosebumps because I think that this is something that I've been, a concept that I think more people need to understand, which is there are two kinds of breakthroughs. Yeah. The first kind of breakthrough is the more common breakthrough, which is the breakthrough of creation, right? We create something, we birth something. So you have already done that. Yeah. So at this juncture, at this first anniversary, I think what you're doing is the breakthrough, which is the second breakthrough, is the breakthrough of having. It's like what's missing in most people's life, which is they create. And then once they have something, they move on to the next thing. Or even before they arrive, they're already thinking about the next thing they're going to do. So I think this breakthrough of having something and soaking in it, soaking in its nourishment, celebrating, you know, like really, really celebrating it and getting it downloaded into your nervous system. This is something that we all need to get better at.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for sharing and sharing that bit of wisdom, because I so agree with you. And I was thinking actually for a while that, you know what, like here I am doing my podcast, you know, why would I celebrate it, you know? And then I kind of had this thinking like, wait a second, milestones, mini milestones, especially for, you know, entrepreneurs who are working every day by themselves often as well, like me in the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey. It's often that you do things alone. And then I was like, wait a second, no, I've got my community also in social media. So how about I actually take intentional time to celebrate and create that motivating force? It almost feels like motivating force when I allow myself to celebrate for something that I've done. You know, it's not just like you said, you were saying, it's so easy to say like, no, I need the next thing now. Mm-hmm. Now I need the next thing. And so breakthrough of having. I love that word so much.
Yeah. And I call it milestone, especially like the little things, you know, like not a big, huge milestone. Like what is a milestone? Something that brings a smile to your face. And then we celebrate. Yes, milestone. We celebrate with a little dance in our living room, in our bedroom, or put on some music, you know, or we kind of treat ourselves to a bath or have some chocolate.
Yes.
You know, or cheers to coffee, you know, or call a friend and say, you know, I'm amazing, you're amazing, and we soak in that nourishment. And I feel that when you do this, when you intentionally say that you're going to celebrate a milestone, you are being a shining example of what's possible to other people. And it's like if we would all just slow down and look at the things that we already have, or the things that we have created from nothing, right? And if we can have this breakthrough of having, then really the circumstances don't have to change a lot, but we feel so different because it is this capacity to have and to acknowledge. And I think that, you know, like when you birth your podcast and your business, and we're going to talk in a little bit about how you get started. Yeah, I'm going to ask you some juicy questions. But I feel that our businesses or our creative pursuits, they have a spirit. And we are kind of like co-partnering with the spirit of the business or the spirit of the podcast, right? And when the podcast is 1 year old, you know, what is the spirit wanting from you? It's just, it wants acknowledgement. It wants you to honor it. It wants you to respect it. And it wants you to say, I see you, I appreciate you, and I love this partnership. And therefore, we intentionally celebrate. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so happy. Can we do a little ding, 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 ding?
Yeah. So Sarah, I've got so many questions for you, because thank you for making me the interviewer for this bonus episode, because, you know, you are usually the interviewer. Yeah. So now tables are flipped.
Hot seat. She's
on a hot seat. And the way I've designed this podcast, and by the way, I haven't told Sarah yet, so this is going to be a surprise. So the first part is I'm going to ask you all about the creation of the podcast, which is the podcast bit. But then the second juicy bit is, well, I'm going to ask questions about you, getting to know you, the person behind the mic. And then we're going to end off with your very famous rapid fire questions that you get to ask other people. But now I'm going to ask you. Okay, I'm sure a lot of people are dying to know your answers for all the questions, right?
Oh, wow. Let's see. I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm kind of nervous.
What's an interview without juicy questions, right?
Okay, I have to agree. I have to agree on that.
Yeah. So, okay, let's talk about the podcast. Okay, do you remember when the idea of starting a podcast first struck you?
Yes. It was during COVID, clearly. I remember I've been in my home studio and kind of, you know, that was the time when I think I had a session with you, when I was kind of thinking like, what is it that I'm doing here? You know, what is it that I wanna put out into the world? Where can I make an impact, and what feels very authentic to me? I think has become more and more clear to me the more I've entered this, you know, building my own business. Is authenticity is everything to me. It means absolutely everything. And I realized that as I was, you know, doing social media posts on Instagram, sometimes it just did not feel right. Like something was making me feel itchy, or just like, this doesn't feel me. You know, where is the authenticity? I feel like I'm just doing something I'm expected to do. And then I guess I was listening to some podcasts, some of my favorite ones, and especially the ones from Brené Brown, somehow kind of influenced me, because I was like listening to them and I really got into the conversations. And I said, these conversations make me feel empowered. Why? Because there's so much connection between the people. And that's kind of when I started first then thinking, you know, from a practical point of view, like, okay, what is required of me to make a podcast? Mm. And the more I had conversation then with people like really know me, they were like, this is like the most obvious thing for you to do. I mean, you love to have this conversation. So like, yeah, like just actually make a podcast. So then it felt like, yeah, maybe I'm actually supposed to do this. But how, you know, then the next question is like, how do I do it? And I think the first thing I did, I went to buy a really good mic, because I noticed that, okay, I probably should have a really good microphone if I want to speak with my Finnish accent, English.
Is it the same mic you're using right
now? That
is
the same one. Yeah.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
This little mic. So that was the only thing I kind of invested money in as well. I said, okay, you know, I want to keep it really controlled and make sure I don't like buy all the like craziest and most amazing things. Even though you're very tempted to buy everything, like a own podcast studio and everything. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I got the mic and I thought, okay, well, first of all, am I going to do this English or Finnish? That was also some questions that I had. But then I said, no, I'm going to go for English, because that's still the language that I use most these days. And yeah, and then I literally was like, okay, so what I'm going to talk about? And then I kind of thought about, you know, all the topics that I have in my head and kind of the world that I was building through with Sarah. And I said, okay, I think I have some ideas already. So meaningful conversations with people that inspire me, people that I've really met during my career as a model. You know, I think I'm going really over the board now, but I think the most important thing to me has always been conversations with people on set as well. When I'm working, you know, as a model, it's often easy to kind of underestimate the power of those little conversations that you can have with teams. And I said, okay, I have to bring these people into this podcast, because, you know, they have so much this inner glow, this like stories of struggles and successes. Like, we need to hear these stories. These are not just pretty faces. They have so much power in them. So podcast seemed like a beautiful way to not show your face, but actually to show your heart. And that's why I really, fell in love with podcasting then. But yeah, that's how it kind of started. I think, did I answer the question? I don't know.
You did. Do you remember how long you took to marinate and think and prep and, you know, question, answer all your own questions? How long did you take to prepare and eventually launch the podcast?
Oh, very good question. I actually got, that's quite straightforward, because I remember it was before Christmas. And before Christmas, I started thinking, okay, I think I'm going to do this. I've been marinating probably since November. And then I was hesitant, you know, that deep, like, no, I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm not going to share my world. Like, why would anybody listen, right? And then I came back kind of, no, but it feels so authentic to me to talk to people and not just show beautiful pictures, but actually show my, like, what I truly believe in life and in business. And I think it was beginning of January when I said, okay, I got the mic and I'm going to record. I'm going to record one episode, and it should be about, you know, about my modeling and how my modeling career and how I kind of transformed into positive psychology. That was very like kind of clear to me that I need to share, like, why is positive psychology connected with high fashion? So that was kind of like the thing. And then I did two other episodes the following week, because I said, oh, I think I should have maybe more episodes already. So if people really like, they can already listen to like two more. So yeah, so I guess bit like 2 months, I would say, from.
That's really fast, launch. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really fast. That's why I say you take massive action. You know, you don't just sit there and think, because nothing is going to get done if it's just in your head. The podcast is going to stay in your head, right?
Yeah, with some things. I think it's definitely been a struggle. I've learned a lot. Like, if you don't ever take action, you will never grow. Never.
Mm. And then you talk a lot about, you know, revealing the heart instead. Like, the inner glow is very important to you, right? And I think the podcast medium is really great at surfacing that.
That's right.
You know? So my question is, because you've always been in front of the camera, you know, glamour lifestyle, you know, and catwalks and stuff, high fashion. Why did you choose to do a podcast and not go on YouTube?
Good question. I think it's really, I mean, I've been honestly boiling that idea a little bit, marinating, boiling, whatever word works. But yeah, I'm still from Finland, so I can use English in a funny way. So I've been thinking about the YouTube for a while. And it's still a little bit kind of knocking behind me, kind of like that voice. But I chose podcasting just for the very reason that, first and foremost, video editing is just so, like, a lot of work, and I'm doing a lot of things by myself. So I said to myself, okay, let's start with the medium that is also very easy for post-production, or easier than YouTubing, at least at that stage where I was 1 year ago, because I didn't have help. So that was really simple reason for that. But I'm definitely thinking about the YouTubing as well, because it would make sense. And some people have actually messaged me like, oh, it'd be so cool to see you, you know, talking with these people. So yeah, obviously you too.
Yeah, I mean, for me, when we started our show, The Lighter Podcast, we also decided that, but firstly, I'm not very comfortable in front of camera, although a lot of people will not believe me. But I feel I'm most comfortable in a conversational manner, or when I lose myself in a conversation. So I think the best way is to do a podcast. And like you say, it's fun, fast, and easy. You know, you don't have to worry about a bad hair day or, you know, put on makeup or what you're wearing or lighting. You just, all you need is a mic, right? Yeah. And then also, I think there's a lot of focus on just the conversation and going deep, because there isn't all these other distractions. And then the quality of the conversation gets really elevated as well.
Yeah, that's actually, that's a very good point. I think that's the second part, which when I'm thinking about myself and where I'm listening to podcasts, it's usually I'm taking a bath or I'm walking and I can really get into it with all my senses. And that is something, you know, we stare at screens so much. And I love that we can consume podcast conversations without looking at a screen. So that's a second reason why podcasting over YouTube.
Yeah, and I'm sure you would have built a very loyal following of listeners and a community as well. And the reason why we're able to do that very quickly through the podcast is because of the intimacy.
Yeah.
It's a lot more intimate than the video, because a conversation requires you to not jump around. It has to be very linear and you have to really go deep. And really, even our partners do not live in our ears, right? Even if we might sleep next to them. But when we listen to a podcast, we literally have a person's voice in our ears. And it's so intimate. And you get to know one person really, really well.
I know. I mean, that's why you are a coach. You know that, right? We know the power of conversations, and that you can actually use that space for conversations in a podcast. I think it's just unbelievably amazing way to listen to stories.
So I checked, and you've already done 24 episodes, right? So is that right to say that the cadence of release is once every 2 weeks?
Yes, that's correct.
Right. So any plans to change that for the new year?
Yes. I've been thinking that's also one thing, like weekly would be my vision for one day. Mm. But right now I do not have the time for that.
Right.
But I'm definitely planning, like, okay, like, would it be shorter episodes, maybe ones, kind of playing with different ideas. But right now it feels really good for me. It doesn't stress me and it feels very enjoyable. So that's why I really liked twice a month kind of approach. And I have some really cool guest episodes coming up again. So it just feels like a pace that I can really commit to fully and enjoy doing and making every episode.
Yeah, I think the consistency is very important, and we need to create a frequency and a cadence that work for us energetically.
Yeah.
Right. So when we first started our podcast, the first season was weekly and we did 52 episodes, and then we wrapped, and we initially decided that it was just going to be a finite body of work, 52 episodes. That's it. But then the interesting thing is, because we didn't have a marketing budget or anything, it was just organic growth. So by the time we were going to stop the show, people then started to discover us at the tail end of the show.
Yeah.
And then they were like, what? I just discovered and you are stopping the show? So what we did was we took a break, and then it was indefinite. We didn't decide know when we were going to come back. And then COVID hit. And that was when a lot of people really wanted positive psychology. Mm-hmm. People wanted to know how to manage the emotions, because they are all cooped up at home now and they can't distract themselves by traveling or going out, you know, or shopping. So it's just they themselves, their heart and their mind, and they don't know what to do with both things. So they were like, can you please come back? So then we did season two. But then we decided not to do weekly because we were so busy, and we said, okay, we need a frequency that works for us energetically. So then we decided one episode every fortnight, just like your podcast. And then we are coming up to 100 episodes in April. Yeah. And we were going to think of, oh, what is this most epic thing that we can do when we reach 100? And we were like, okay, the most epic thing we can do is to end the show.
Whoa! So you're really going to end the show?
For season two. And then we're going to take a hiatus. We're going to take a break. We don't know when we're coming back, but we have a lot of other exciting things that we are pursuing. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to mention this because I think that as creators, it's very important for us to kind of watch our own energy and not create endlessly and go through a creative burnout. You know, I see a lot of online creators, they're like just doing one after another, doing one after another. But I think it's very healthy when we first check in with our nervous mm-hmm. system and we say, yeah, for this to be consistent, for this to be joyful, it's going to be once every 2 weeks. And so it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Such a good, important. And I think, you know, you know that as well. But I mean, if I have a podcast about mental well-being and how you can live a better life in a simpler way, why on earth would I make it when I'm stressed, I'm burned out and kind of thinking like, why am I here? And I don't think it would be also very honorable and respectful for my guests to show up drained in front mm-hmm. of them. So that's, yes, that's exactly boundaries in making sure we feel well so we can contribute more to the world.
Exactly. We must be an example, a shining example of what's possible. Yeah. And I think a lot of people, sometimes they don't learn literally from the words, but they learn through your actions and yeah. your behavior.
That's right?
Yeah. So that's the best way to actually activate change in people, which is to be an example of what is possible.
Yeah. That's so true.
My next question to you is, after this 1 year of podcasting, what is your biggest takeaway?
So many. Conversations inspire me and make me a better person. Mm. There's nothing more powerful in life than having a good, deep conversation. Mm. I think the discovery of beauty inside is a journey. And I have learned about that journey that you can never judge the book by its cover. And I think that is so important especially when I've been interviewing a lot of models. It has been such a eye-opening, even for me, working in the industry in fashion for over 10 years now, that, you know, models, there's so much stereotypes about models and like what model represents, but when you take time to actually get to know a model, there's just so much more beauty inside. And I think that is the biggest takeaway for me, or almost like a reminder that this doesn't, you know, this works with anybody beyond whoever you are, whatever labels you carry, whether you're a lawyer or a banker or an entrepreneur or a model or an actor or influencer. Whoever you are, never define someone by the labels, because there's so much more inside. And when we take time for conversation and getting to know each other, it's so much easier to look beyond those labels. And that really is, I'm like, it's so funny. I even feel goosebumps myself because this has been such a big struggle for me for my entire life when I've been a model, because I necessarily don't identify as a model and I don't necessarily feel like that represents who I am. So I noticed that same in conversations when I am with many people beyond models as well. It's like, let's just stop defining people by who they represent or what they say they are professionally. Like, let's dive deeper, because that's where the beauty really lies.
You know, I went to your website, right? And I love this. I actually like excerpted out, and you actually said the way you described yourself, you're saying you first started off by saying by labels, I'm an entrepreneur, model, coach, and a positive psychology practitioner. But the next paragraph gave me goosebumps because you said, by heart. I'm like, goosebumps again. I'm a goofy energizer who doesn't take herself too seriously. I'm so happy you're here. Why? Because I think your career and life is about to change, right? And then you're all about starting to glow today, about thriving from inside out. And I love this because this is also a concept that I love sharing with our listeners, which is, there is so much external validation, right? And especially in an entertainment and fashion industry, it's very skin deep. There's so much just projection of outside. And it's I love that you're meshing both, which is your experience and your history and your deep knowledge of the industry, which prioritizes the external validation, you know, and you kind of juxtapose it and contrast it with the humanness of the person within, the beauty within, the studio within. Yeah. And it is this gap that I think a lot of people sometimes they don't know how to bridge it, because at work they have to present this side where it's so important. Mm. But when they get home, it's so important for us to know how to return home, you know, and not just live in a shell and a skin. And I think that sometimes people get lost along the way because day in and day out, they've been told, they've been schooled, they've been drilled that these are the important things, the external validation, and they lose themselves. And it doesn't matter how amazing or fabulous you look outside. If you feel empty inside, your life's not going to work out for you, right? You're going to feel like something is gaping. There is something that's empty. There's this emptiness that you can't feel.
That's right.
I think it's so important that we go to the studio within, which is inner attunement before outer attainment.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Yes. And I so true. And I think that so what a very important remark that I always love to make and say is that by saying these things, I do never want to undermine the success that I have received. So I think this is very important that, you know, we should be proud of the things that we achieve and the outer success that we manage to receive by effort and hard work. But that should not define who we are, because we are much more than those external success moments. So, but yes, having said that, we should always be proud of what we've achieved.
Yes, the breakthrough of having right? We don't have to be very judgmental about the, you know, external validation is great when it happens as well, right? We need to know how to take a compliment, to soak in the nourishment of it. You know, it's just rude to say that's not important. Mm-hmm, it is, right? Mm-hmm. But I think it becomes dangerous when that is the only focus and it is not built on a foundation of self-acceptance and self-love. Mm-hmm. You know, that has to be the foundation. So first inner attunement, then, you know, outer attainment.
Yes.
So both can happen at the same time. Then it's beautiful and it's not just like one lopsided.
Yes, it's more balanced, it's more in harmony, it's more fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So you have done 24 episodes. So I want to ask you, are there any core key messages that you would love to share with people after having done 24 episodes, like all the wisdom and the conversations that you have distilled through speaking to so many different people? If we were to boil it down to some core key messages that people can take away, what will they be? What is the one thing that you will drill over and over and over again to listeners and you will never get tired of saying it?
Oh, well, this is the simplest, straightforward answer is there is no outer glow without inner glow. That's it. And I would say that the second one, since I'm super passionate about positive psychology and there I've had amazing experts from the world of positive psychology, probably would be, I'm going to quote Dr. Aki Hintsa, who is the F1 doctor, late Dr. Aki Hintsa, F1 doctor and coach, who says success is the byproduct of well-being. And that is what positive psychology is helping us do. And if you listen to the episodes where I have positive psychology experts in the show with me, there's no way that you can deny that anymore, because optimal functioning requires us to really understand what are the elements of well-being and how we can nourish those elements in our lives so that we can then thrive also in our work and in our life as a whole. So I think that maybe it's something towards like holistic. This is a very holistic podcast. So it's really like, how can we build a good life from the experiences that we have walked, and also what is the science informing us? And when we can melt these two things together, I think it's so powerful, it's so beautiful, it's so inspirational, and it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I love that quote that you just shared, which is success is the byproduct of well-being. So, you know, you always hear on podcasts or conversations, people always ask, what is the definition of success, right? So we're going to do away with that, because that's going to be the byproduct anyway, right? So I'm going to ask you the question, what is the definition of well-being?
Ooh, such a good question. Well-being, I would say, it's an inner experience. Well-being is an inner experience where we feel that we are thriving from all aspects of our lives. There's something about, I don't know if I'm able to say it in a very summarized way, but well-being is a compilation of different things. There's just no one thing that gives us well-being. There's many elements that gives us well-being. And well-being means something different to all of us. And I think this is very important to anybody who's listening, that your definition of well-being is very different to mine. Mm-hmm. And to me, well-being really represents powerfully. Let's go from here. When I think about when I'm feeling really well, I feel that I am at my best. Okay. I feel I'm using something within me that already works really well. I have something, you know, in me that I'm, let's say when I'm talking with somebody, I feel like I can use a strength of, for example, social intelligence, which I feel like this is something that I'm really good at. I'm good at being with people. So when I'm using that strength, I feel so well and alive. So well-being really comes from those things where you feel really good. You're doing something that really energizes you. And mm-hmm. it's very active. So it's not just very, it can be, by saying active, it doesn't mean that you have to be constantly doing something, but really it's that moment, it's that sense of aliveness in your body.
Mm. I love it. I love what you said, because one of my questions, which I'm going to drop because you already answered ahead of time, which is I wanted to ask, when are you at your highest self, right? And you actually said you are at your best self when you're using what you already have. I love that, because that is, again, the breakthrough of having.
Mm. Oh,
you
wow.
already
yeah.
have these faculties and these strengths, and you're using them in a deeper manner in every conversation or every encounter mm-hmm. or every connection. And I feel that the summation of all that is always returning home to ourselves, right? It's a feeling of coming home. And I've always told our listeners and, you know, our members that when it comes to self-development and self-evolution, there is nothing wrong with us. We are already whole and complete. There is nothing to fix. You know, the common terminology is there's a problem that we fix, but there's nothing wrong with us. We're already complete. But what the action is like, what the journey is like, is a journey to remembering who we really are.
Mm.
Right? So we come back home, we return to who we are, because we've forgotten along the way because of what society has fed us, what media has fed us, you know, and we get distracted, and then we forget, our hearts get so cloaked, right? And then we forget who we truly are. And I think self-evolution is about peeling away all these, unlearning all these toxic bad behaviors that do not serve us. So like you say, what doesn't serve you might serve somebody else. So it's really up to your exploration of what well-being is for you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to, you know, face some hard knocks before you realize, oh, this is not my way.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. I love that you use the word exploration, because that's exactly what I've been doing in order to reach this point. And I will keep doing a lot of exploration. And I feel, you know, when we think about well-being and all those elements, it is hard. You know, it is not like, you know, that we just push the button, hey, give me well-being, and it's going to just land in our place. It doesn't work that way. So I think when I'm thinking about first that self-discovery, that kind of personal growth, however you would like to call it, like we need to find that sense of self-awareness if we want to mm-hmm. boost our well-being. We need to understand mm-hmm. what, you know, what brings us alive, what is mm-hmm. not supporting us, what is supporting us, what is working, what is not working. And by understanding that, what I've noticed, actually, this is a little breakthrough moment for me, is that I'm able to push myself out of my comfortable zone towards the more uncomfortable zone when I'm really aware of where I stand with my well-being. And mm-hmm. and that is really interesting, because well-being, a lot, like when I think about my own well-being work and the path that I walk with positive psychology, for example, is that it made me challenge a lot of my thought patterns that I yes. automatically create for myself. So
yes.
I think that is that super, super, super important knowledge and wisdom to take when we understand that what is holding you back is usually just your mind.
Exactly. Exactly. Everything is neutral. Like the reality that we have about the world, they are just thoughts that the brain presents to us. That is our reality. So my reality can be very different from anybody else's, right? And it, I think the self-awareness, the self-growth work begins there, which is awareness. And once you see something you can't unsee, and I love that you are leaning into areas where it brings you discomfort and where you feel uncomfortable, because discomfort is the currency of growth. Like we can all be here and be comfortable and we just drum our fingers, but nothing's going to move. Like it's just going to be same old, right?
Yeah.
And I love this term, which is like, I coined this term called scare-sighted, mm-hmm. which is like equal parts scare and excited. So we are scare-sighted, right?
Love that. Yeah. Yeah, so I like... use that one. I know many moments already when I've had that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you're going to launch a business. You're going to be an entrepreneur. You're going to pivot from being a model to an entrepreneur. Like for you, you're going to launch a podcast. It all requires us to tap into the scare-sightment of doing something because we've never done it before. It's out of a comfort zone. What if this fails? What if I look silly? What if I get humiliated? You know, all these questions. But all these questions also come from our brain. And if we let our brain stop us, it will stop us.
Yes, there's just no way around it. And that's funny. It makes me think about this. There was this one professor in a positive psychology conference back in 2019 when I was in Melbourne. And she was talking about this moving away from this thinking about well-being just as a fruits, fitness, and flu shots towards meaning, motivation, and mentoring. And I was like, oh my God, I never thought about this, but it's true. Like well-being is often thought about as like, hey, eat your fruits, you know, do your sports and, you know, have your flu shots, especially now. Yeah.
Right.
But so I think we have really missed the understanding of like how our minds are wired and how we can rewire them. And I think that really brought my mind to that. Like, yeah, damn it. Like I have never, if I think back myself at school, we learned psychology. I was super interested in it, but we really only learned like research and how do rats operate in this research or whatever. So I didn't really understand how my mind was working and how I can, challenge those very default thought patterns that arise usually when I'm just about to enter a moment that's very important to me. So, so I think that's well-being is as much about physical well-being as it is about mental well-being.
Yeah. You know, this analogy that I always like to bring up when we talk about the brains, how powerful our brains are. So I always like to talk about our organs, you know, our internal organs, like our hearts, right? Like we have a beating heart, right? And do we have to actively tell our heart to beat for it to beat? It doesn't. It just beats on its own because it is the heart's function to beat. So it's the same thing when it comes to our brain's function is to think even when we don't actively intentionally engage with it.
That's right.
And that's why it comes up with all the nonsense thoughts that stop us from growing, that triggers us so that we have emotional childhood.
Yeah.
But we are humans, we're not animals. So that's why we can override that by encouraging and building and nurturing our awareness. That's where all the fun bit lies.
Yes.
So I think this is so great because it's an exploration, therefore we need to continue to have Studio Within go on and on so that we can continue to explore more topics and ways to evolve.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. And I do believe, and I think there's so many different ways, and this my podcast is really it's one outlet and everybody should find what they want. And I'm really glad to be able to provide these conversations and these tools because I mean they're really life-changing.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to all more amazing work that you'll be putting out, more amazing conversations that you'll be sharing. So that rounds up my questions about the podcast in and of itself. So this is the next segment whereby I have prepared some question cards. So this is going to be interactive. It's going to be like a Russian roulette style.
I love
it. So I'm going to shuffle and you're just going to tell me when to stop. And then I'm just going to pick the top card and you're going to answer that question.
So you actually have a deck of cards in your hand right now.
Yes, they are all very juicy questions.
Okay, let's do it.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
This is so fun. Okay, I'm going to start shuffling and you tell me when to stop, okay?
Stop.
Okay. Who do you turn to when you need advice?
Depends on what aspect of life.
Who do you turn to when you need advice? Who's the first person you turn to?
My agent, my positive psychology teacher, or my fiance.
I love it. You know why? Because it shows that you have a network of support.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so important for us to build mm-hmm. our support system, and everyone's support system can be very different. And depending, again, I like that you said that it really depends on what the problem is or what the question is, mm-hmm. what the struggle is, mm-hmm. because you go to different people for different obstacles that you face in life, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But I think it's so important that we also need to learn how to have internal resourcing. Like we after we talk to all the people, we have to return to our own mm-hmm. resourcefulness.
Yeah, and that's sometimes hard, you know, like it's so easy to go, you know, forever and try to validate your idea with 100 different yeah. people, and then you never yeah. end up showing it because everybody has an opinion on it. So yeah, so it's true. We need external ideas, opinion sharing, but we need to remember that you are the one who makes the
exactly. I love you. I told you the question is juicy. Okay, I'm gonna start shuffling again.
Okay. Stop.
Okay. What was a difficult decision you had to make?
I'm really trying to say, like, intuitively what comes to my mind. And the first yeah. thing that comes to my mind was my brother's graduation party. I had to say no to it because I had a really amazing job opportunity that time. This couple of years ago. And I will never forget that because I was like, I really have to go and make this job now, this modeling gig. It's a very, you know, career advancing job. And I had to, yeah, just not attend a family celebration. So that was a hard one.
That was a hard one. And maybe you can expand a little bit, like, have you made peace with that decision?
Yeah, definitely. I think yeah. looking back now, I mean, it was yeah. career advancing. Choice to make and a job. So my brother, who I'm very close to, was very accepting and absolutely said, yeah, of course you have to do that. But for me as a hard person, it was a hard, you know, it was really something that I wanted to do, but I've definitely made peace with it.
I know, I know it's painful when you want to do something for someone you love and circumstances prevent you from doing that. But I just think that there is so much about love that is unconditional. So your brother, whom you're very close with, of course, it sucks that, you know, you're not there, you know, you'd be so nice if you're there, but he's not going to love you any less for you not appearing, right?
That's right.
Yeah. 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 Mm. Right. Okay. Great one. Woo. I'm really enjoying this.
No, me yeah. too. Wow. I'm a little bit, I'm excited. Okay. Now he's again. Okay. Now I have to focus. Where's yes. a good question? Stop.
Who would you most like to meet?
Okay.
Brené Brown?
Yes.
Really? You oh my god.
I honestly I would say I definitely have to say Brené Brown. I was thinking two. I had two in my mind. Yeah. Brené Brown and Michelle Obama.
Oh my god, they are both people I want to meet yes. a lot as well.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brené Brown's body of work is just amazing. Have you bought her latest, the Atlas of the Heart?
I've already finished it.
Oh my god, I've only just started. Oh my goodness, is it good?
It's amazing. Yeah, the power of language in terms of our emotions and the way she yeah. has her way of explaining yeah. is so down to earth and easy yeah. to understand and relate. So yeah, everybody go buy books from yes. Brené Brown. Like, get
it's
yourself
a beautiful cover as yeah. well. Oh. Yeah, I love her research-based approach, which is very similar to your approach as well. You know, you like the science back, the research back way of sharing positive psychology, and I love that she's given us like a map
yes.
to map our emotions. It's like we can have language around emotions right yeah. now. And I think this is a key piece that was really, really missing.
It's so, honestly, it's so beautiful. We've never had this. I can't believe it. When you read the book, you're like, why have we never had this before? So it's eye-opening.
They should put this book in all the school children's
yes,
hands.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
This should be a core curriculum in all schools.
Absolutely.
Atlas of the Heart. Yeah, I love that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So maybe a couple more and then we have to wrap because we're looking at the time.
Yes, I love it. No problem. We're good. Okay. Stop.
Oh, I love this. Okay. Are you ready? What is one trait you hope other people will always have?
Oh, that's such a powerful question.
Yeah. What comes to mind immediately?
Hope.
Oh my goodness. I wasn't expecting that. Hope. That's surprising. You want to tell us more?
I think it comes from sometimes the stories that I hear also from models and living with like uncertainty so much. And if you lose your hope, I mean, it's horrible to... it's so devastating, not horrible, it's devastating to have a conversation with someone who you can feel doesn't have hope anymore. And that is,
yes,
it's not only with models, it's some people also in my personal life that I just really want that they have more hope. And I wish, you know, that I feel like personally, I have quite high tolerance for uncertainty. So it helps me. And the main ingredient that I think it helps me is because I have a lot of hope. And whenever I am surrounded by people who all have these visions and this hope for something, you know, better or more amazing in the future, it's such an energetic and forward-thinking space. It's not that you look always back, but that you look forward. And I think hope helps us to do that. So I hope that people would never lose hope, because at the end of the day, we have this one life. So, yeah.
I love it because, okay, you talk about future focus, and that's when what we do for coaching, right? We always want to be future focused. And I was going to tell you about, you know, when you said hope, how does hope actually feel in my body, right? And the reason why I went like that was because I wanted to say hope is like an inhale and the exhale is life.
Can we take a breath together?
Yes. So good. So good. Okay, one last one before we do rapid fire.
Okay. Stop.
Oh, talking about well-being, how do you de-stress?
I de-stress by having a beautiful glass of champagne with someone I love and talking about nonsense or talking about very meaningful things.
You are my kind of person.
Yeah, we should get a champagne like, and conversation.
Yeah, like my poison is a bubbly champagne. And my core activity, what really nourishes me and centers me and grounds me and just makes it all okay is when I have a quality conversation. Like we are cut from the same cloth.
Yes, I love it. Yeah, conversations are everything. And I have to say, I have to add on that. We recently were taking care of dog sitting. We were dog sitting a friend's dog. And I have to say that having a dog is also very de-stressing, and I kind of had forgotten how powerful it is. So I would say, yeah, champagne, conversations, and dogs.
Oh, I love that combination. Lovely. Okay, so that wraps up. Oh, I mean, we could have gone on and on, and we can do this over champagne.
Yes, we will one day.
Yes. So now that wraps up that round, and I'm going to go into rapid fire round questions right now, which is really fun because I've heard a couple of episodes where you ask your guests. So I think they must be dying to know your answers to these questions, right?
And I have to say, I promise, I have not prepped for that question. So, because I really wanted to say this because I was like, no, fully authentically, I'm not going to think about them before. So,
yeah. So it's just going to be rapid. Yeah. Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. Fill in the blank. Right now, I'm inspired by
our conversation.
Love it. Two, authenticity means
grounding, owning, and showing your inner glow.
I love it. Number three, the one thing you do to boost your mental well-being after a long day at work. I think we talked about that.
Champagne, conversation, and dogs. Woo!
Okay, number four, your most memorable backstage moment.
When I was about to open Rodarte in New York, and the designer told me, "Sarah, look on the cameras. Who is sitting in the front row? Is that Beyoncé? Is that Anna Wintour? Yes, they're gonna look when you first walk out." And I was 18, right? So I was like, "Oh my god, what am I gonna do here?" So yes, that was a very memorable moment.
Oh, and you aced it?
I think I did.
Oh my goodness, that's such a career high.
That's good.
Yeah. That's great. Thanks for sharing with us. Now, number five, the one and only positive psychology tool you wish everyone in this world knew about.
Oh, character strengths.
Six. I love this question. The one song that gets you every time.
This is so easy. Everybody who knows me knows what I'm going to say. Queens, Another One Bites the Dust.
Whoa. Seven, a finished sauna is
pure magic.
Yes, I agree. Eight, what are you grateful for in your life?
So much. The people, the love that's present and the work that I'm doing.
I love it. I love it. 9, if you could choose anyone in history or in present, with whom would you want to have a deep and juicy conversation with?
I could say Brené Brown and Michelle Obama again.
Well, Brené already had a chance, so it would be Michelle Obama now.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Last question. Who are you beyond your labels?
I am a very simple girl next door who just wants to make people smile.
I love it. And you're making me smile ear to ear. Thanks, Sarah. I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Thank you, Dan, so much for being here. It's been just like heartwarming. I feel warm and fuzzy. Thank you for doing this for me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Yay.
Thank you for joining me today in Studio Within. Head over to witsara.com/podcast for all the show notes from today's episode. You can also find more information about me and what I do on witsara.com. It means the world to me that you've taken your precious time today and listened to this episode of Studio Within. So, how about we make most out of this? My question to you is, how can you turn an insight you had from today's episode into an action that you can put right into practice in your life today?